horses out here. Is that a sore subject?
No. You wire fences mostly.
Uh-huh. Just straight wire or?
Barbed wire.
Uh-huh. And
cedar post mostly, any kind of post, but cedar post is the best post we get. We use locust post and bordark and catalpin.
Mm-hmm. How's that bordark weather?
Oh, it's pretty good. It won't hold steeply, it cracks, and it won't hold steeply very well.
Uh-huh. How did you get your posts in the ground? What did you
use? Post hole digger, or spade, or post
hole. You ever driving?
We didn't have it in this country. Back farther east they do, but we always dig the holes. The ground's too hard out here generally.
Yeah. Well, how about your steeples? How do you get those to?
Put them in that hammer, drive them in with the hammer.
Have you driven many of those?
Yeah, a lot. You might not believe it. I used to work when I was a young fellow.
Well, you work now.
Not very much hard work anymore.
Well, I don't know. Since I've been interviewing, I've decided that hard work does not necessarily involve calluses on the hands. And since I've been teaching school, what would you call it? One of those wooden fences that had the boards, boards about that wide, and set up vertically.
You mean a rail fence?
Well.
Board fence? Or
yeah.
Picket fence?
Yeah, that's the one. Rail fences aren't common, are they?
No, not in this country. There's never enough timber, but you go east, they used to be. They're not common anywhere anymore, but
I was surprised that they weren't even common or hadn't been common in the Miami area with all their trees.
Yeah. And a picket fence is just the board set up, it's generally sharp on top.
Uh-huh. Temptation for a kid and a stick.
Yes, so.
What did your mother call her good dishes? Did she have a special term, or your aunt? What did she call them?
We didn't have any good dishes. They're just all just.
Or did she call them anything special?
No.
Did she call them dishes, or did she call them?
Just the dishes. Bowls, plates,
saucers. Did she ever refer to them as china?
Well, they didn't have any china. They might have if they
had
china.
When I was a boy.
No. No, they didn't have any china. They might, they do now, they have china, They didn't in those days.
Well, it was strange.
They didn't have any silverware either.
Yeah. The silver spoon was pretty valuable. Thing.
Well, they did have some spoons, I think, that maybe was German silver, a few, but most of them were just old knives and forks, just steel with wooden handles, and spoons, tin spoons or some kind that way.
I'd like to get one of those old forks with a bone handle or a wooden handle.
Wooden handle, yeah.
I had one of those when I was a boy. I bet that thing was 60 or 70 years old.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those for a good many years.
What did you use when you milked?
Bucket.
And did you have hogs?
Yeah.
What did you put your garbage in for?
In the trough.
Well, I was thinking if your aunt had food left over and things like
slub
that.
Slop bucket?
Uh-huh.
Had a slop bucket.
And what utensils did she use for cooking?
Well, she just had skillets and stew pans and pots, kettles.
Did you ever hear a skillet called a spider? I was surprised. I found that over in Miami that was not common, but people had heard it.
No, I never. We had, of course, when they'd out of the wagon, roundup wagon, in those days, we had what we called Dutch ovens.
Mm-hmm.
We cooked bread and meat and everything in a Dutch oven.
I've heard they did a dandy job.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Did you put a bed of coals down and put that on
Yeah, I dig a little hole in the ground and